Welcome to Wolf 359. This is the log of Doug Eiffel, communications officer for the USS Hephaestus Station. Coming to you from the station bridge, it is day 583 of our deep space mission. And between you and me, friends, you couldn't have come at a better time. Our illustrious commander has me running some tests on our station's central processor. Hopefully, we can undo some of the Red Menace's damage to our autopilot. Of course, that involves dotting all kinds of silicon eyes. If you like circuit boards, well, you've struck the mother...
Eiffel, there you are.
Hey, Commander.
Well, I just finished my sweep through the station. Counting the busted toilet in the aft deck, that's 51 different systems that have started developing glitches since Hero went offline. Wait, are you not done with the test on the processor?
I kinda ran into something.
Something? Is there a problem with the station computer?
Problem? No, not a problem. Definitely not. Nope.
Then what is it?
Well, it's a little hard to explain. I guess I'd call it more of a...
Pawn to E3.
Chess game?
Chess?
Yeah, turns out there's an old chess program floating around the processor's memory banks. Been going mano a mano with the computer for the past, while.
And the to-do list that I gave you for today?
Is now right at the top of tomorrow's to-do list.
Eiffel, you hate chess. You're always trying to squirm your way out of the weekly tournaments.
I hate playing chess with Hilbert. I have this irrational need to win at least one out of every 1,000 matches.
So have you won yet?
I'm working on it, okay?
How many games have you played?
I don't have to answer that.
Please play your next move.
Yeah, give me a moment.
Are you making a log?
Go ahead and shut it off. I'll finish it up later.
Now that we're off the record, did you actually find anything?
You mean, did you find any other secret messages about how everyone's been lying to us, nothing we do matters, and we're all going to die slow, agonizing deaths? Nope. I've taken apart every inch of our computer system that can come apart without killing life support, and I haven't found zilch. If this Captain Loveless person left any other Easter eggs wired into the station, I can't find them. Any luck on your side?
Mm-mm. I checked all of the station's personnel files and records, and there's no mention of Isabel Loveless being on this station. Or serving in the Air Force. Whoever she was, they did a very thorough job of erasing the paper trail.
If she was ever really even here to begin with.
What do you mean?
Spooky message telling us to be afraid and not trust anything. Bells must be ringing.
What, you think Command put that there just to mess with our heads?
New from the whack jobs that brought you the Empty Man.
I'm just saying.
No. Loveless. I've heard that name somewhere. I wonder if he knows anything about all this.
Who?
Hilbert. Tell me you've at least been glancing at the monitor every now and then.
Yeah. He just sits there staring out of the window. Hasn't even said a word since Christmas Day. Are you sure it was a good idea to stick him in the observation deck? The broom closet's a classic for a reason.
No vital equipment, no air ducts wider than 3 inches, only one way in and out of the room, and it's one of the doors that locks mechanically rather than electronically. And I set up some explosive charges on the outside of the windows, which I can blow remotely if he tries anything funny.
That sounds thorough.
Well, since we didn't find anything, I think it's time. I'm gonna go see if I can get him to talk to me.
Whoa, are you sure that's a good idea?
I wanted to give him 48 hours in isolation. No food, no human contact. He should be nice and delirious by now. If we're lucky, he'll be so desperate for food that I'll be able to bribe something out of him.
And if he doesn't take the carrot?
Then we'll have to go with the stick. Watch the monitors. Don't get distracted by the chess game, and be ready to come help me if anything goes wrong.
Wilco.
Please play your next move.
You picked a fine time to go AWOL, Hira. We are so not ready for this.
Commander Minkowski, nice of you to come by.
Hilbert?
Please, come closer.
I'm fine right here. How are you finding the accommodations?
Perfectly satisfactory. Nice view, quiet, no distractions. Could do without these restraints.
The last time you were without them, you murdered one of our shipmates, so we're gonna leave them on for the time being.
Did not murder anyone. Deleted program from computer.
Semantics, Doctor.
Tell me you're not mourning that appliance, Minkowski.
She was a member of my crew.
Am I still a member of your worthy crew?
That depends on what Cutter really sent us out here to do, and on how quickly you tell me what that is.
You know my orders. I have been running radiation experiments on biomass samples with the Red Dwarf's energy.
For optimizing soap products and disinfectants.
Among other applications.
Cut the crap. What have you really been doing for the last 2 years? Fine. If that's how you want to play.
Is that?
A genuine, grown from the ground and plucked from a tree, Brayburn apple? Preserved in my personal cryo container for a special occasion? Oh, yes. I was thinking of giving it to you. Fair trade for a secret or two. But every lie you tell me, every second you avoid answering my questions, pushes back the moment you get to eat anything. How long do you think you can go on without food? Water? Sleep?
The real question is how long you and your pet monkey can survive without answers in a station that's falling apart.
A lot longer than you can, Suka.
Temper, temper.
I don't have a temper. I have an airlock, and unless you give me something right now, I'm going to blow your traitorous ass out of the station. So, feeling talkative?
Airlock, please.
What?
I will have the airlock. Well, I thought you were going to kill me. You should have put the apple away before you blustered into death threats. You're not going to kill me. I am the only person that can tell you anything about the real reason we're here. The fact that I possess this knowledge is the only thing that is keeping me alive. And this knowledge of mine is the only thing that might save the two of you. So, you can't kill me, and I can't tell you anything. It's a rather elegant stalemate, no?
Stalemates. Those can be broken. And even you, Dr. Hilbert, you can be broken. I meant what I said about this being your last chance. To do this the clean way. Talk. Because I promise you that I can break you, and I will do it slowly. I may not be able to kill you, but you'd be surprised what you can live through.
You break me? Do not make the mistake of thinking you know me, Commander. You have no idea who I am, what I have done, what I have endured. Do not underestimate me.
Well, you don't know me either.
I know you are a waste. There's something about the peacetime army that attracts people who want to know what it is like to kill someone, but do not have the nerve to find out. Cowards who need excuses and pretense and permissions. Your skill without ambition, loyalty without intelligence, discipline without focus. Your entire life has been orders going from those above you to those below you, and you in the middle, pretending to understand them. How long did it take you to accept this post? A day? An hour? Finally, a chance to be in charge of something? To matter? Well, you do not. No one who matters ends up in a place. A place like this one. Goodbye, Commander. Enjoy your apple.
Commander, you okay?
I'll be fine.
Don't listen to Dr. Psychodrama there. He's just trying
I said I'll be fine, Eiffel.
Right. Well, I think that ended up veering into bad cop territory, which, you know, time and a place, but this is clearly a job for finesse. Let me have a crack at him.
What makes you think you'll get anywhere?
I'm better at improvising. Plus, I've got the whole evil scientist, guinea pig bomb thing going for me.
What are you going to say to him?
Oh, I have a few ideas. Some might call them awesome ideas.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, come on! That's a classic! Tell me you at least got Looney Tunes over at Mother Russia.
Maybe not. How about some Strangelove?
Mein Führer, I can walk!
Tell Minkowski that this form of torture is cruel and unusual. But I'm still not saying anything.
So you can talk! Come on, aren't you happy to see me?
Happy to see you?
Oh, now you're just trying to hurt my feelings. Don't you remember all the good times?
What good times?
Okay, fair. That's a real shame, though. You know, we're very alike, you and me.
We are not.
Yes, we are. I mean, you don't have my rugged good looks and winning personality, but aside from that, peas in a pod.
Name one thing we have in common.
You're afraid.
Afraid?
Terrified. Pretty much all the time. Minkowski doesn't see it, but it's a little harder to spot when you're fearless. Takes one to know one, I suppose.
You think I'm afraid of you and Minkowski?
Oh, God, no. You think we're both idiots? Nah, you're afraid of the folks back home. I don't know what they've got on you, but it's bad enough that you'll do whatever they tell you. Am I right?
What?
Oh, it's just, Minkowski and I had a really interesting conversation with Mr. Cutter. Told him pretty much everything that's been going on around here. Your failed insurrections, that weird-ass transmission from Dorado, even threw in a few mentions of our leafy friend in the Air Ducts. You know what he said? It doesn't matter. He couldn't even be bothered with what we were talking about. He said he'd get a committee to look into it sometime in the next fiscal quarter. Don't you think that's weird? So then I started thinking, what if I was wrong about Command? What if they have no idea there's any alien life up here, and they don't care? What if all the stuff they told you was just to see if you'd do it? What if the only reason you think you're any more special than Minkowski and me is because they've been lying to you as much as they've been lying to us? I mean, if I was in that situation, I'd be less concerned about keeping their secrets and a lot more concerned about the armed idiots around you.
And what are you afraid of, Officer Eiffel?
Me? Oh, I'm a man of many fears.
Without a doubt. Tell me, friend, are you afraid that Minkowski will find out the truth about how you ended up here?
What?
She does not know, correct? The material was removed from your personnel file? What do you think she would do if she learned where Cutter scraped you up from? Do you think she would still respect you? Trust you? Is she listening right now? Should I just say
no,
how-
No, don't.
No. You see, Eiffel, unlike you, I am willing to confront my fears. We are nothing alike. Get out.
Eiffel.
One moment, Commander.
Eiffel, what was he talking about? If there's something that I need to know, then—
Look, right now, it's really not important. I didn't murder anyone or anything like that, but right now, I just need you to drop it.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Well, in that case, I just got one of my brilliant ideas. I know how we can get to him.
How's that?
Come on, we need to pick up some things. I'll explain on the way. Both of you advance. Vilvel.
We've got you this time.
Do you now?
You were right. I had it all backwards. We're not alike. You don't give a crap about the things we care about.
There's only one thing that matters to you.
You recognize this? It's a hard drive. Not just any hard drive.
That's the hard drive from your lab computer. All the data you've been collecting, all the logs for your experiments, 2 years' work, all right here. Encrypted and password protected, of course.
You expect me to give you the password?
Not exactly.
What are you doing?
Officer Eiffel just put a hammer through 2 years' worth of scientific research. Do we have your attention?
Yes!
Good. Now, fortunately, you keep very thorough backups in 5 duplicate hard drives. Unfortunately, you once made the mistake of sharing that with me. So here we are, all 5 of your backups.
Please be very careful with those.
I'm going to ask you questions. You are going to answer in a very direct, very simple fashion. Every time you don't,
it's hammer time for one of your hard drives.
So, what have you been doing up here for all these months?
Commander, you must understand. I cannot possibly...
2 down, 4 to go.
What do you think Commander's going to do when you tell them you destroyed vital scientific data?
I'll say it was unfortunately lost during your mutiny. So, why send a geneticist into deep space? You've been running experiments with radiation, and microbes, and plants.
And me!
And Eiffel! What have you been doing?
I told you at the start of the mission. I have been testing how radioactively charged microbes might be used to make more effective soap products and—
Oh, that old cock and bull. Let's see if it's on the board. Looking for totally made up crap story, survey says.
Ooh, sorry, that's a strike.
The next time he refuses to answer, smash 2 of the drives.
Please, Commander, you can't.
Feel free to stop us anytime. What are you doing on my station? End of the line.
Last chance to save all this juicy information.
Just do it.
What?
I'm not giving you anything. So go ahead. Destroy my work. Well, where are all your threats?
Maybe I should just follow through on my first threat and shoot you right now.
Commander, let's not get carried—
We've been over this. You cannot kill me any more than I can give you your answers. There is nowhere you can point that gun that will make me talk.
How about there?
Commander, why are you pointing a gun at me? What are you doing?
Improvising. Tell us what we want to know, or I will shoot Officer Eiffel dead where he stands.
Why? You think I would care about that? I was going to kill all of you.
No. You were going to kill me. But you wanted Eiffel unconscious. I think that you're very invested in him staying alive for some reason. Well, if it's all the same to you...
No!
Well then, looks like we've solved the puzzle.
Commander, you don't understand what you're doing.
Could we all maybe...
You have exactly 5 seconds to make me understand or I will pull this trigger. Going once... Going twice?
Okay. One question. Right here, right now, and you put the gun down this instant.
Sorry about that, Eiffel. I had to make an abrupt decision there.
That's... All right, Commander. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay. Explain. What was your mission on this ship?
Wolf 359 has a very unique energy signal. Very different from the radiation found in other stars. I was sent here to study how these properties might be used to trigger mutations in various organisms. Most important among them, a retrovirus.
Don't tell us you've been trying to cure cancer.
Not exactly. It's a very delicate retrovirus. Man-made. Codenamed Decima. Very expensive to sequence the genotype correctly.
What does it do?
In its native state, highly corrosive. Corrupts cellular activity, dissolves vital systems at an accelerated pace. But with the right mutations, it could actually help to restore damage. Reverse degradation on a cellular level.
It's a virus that can make you stronger?
As always, you horribly oversimplify a complicated issue. But duh, it can make you healthier. It can make you more than you are, theoretically.
So while the big secrecy? Couldn't you just tell us that?
The Decima is a very unstable agent. It does not do well in experimental conditions. We have yet to find an effective way to manage it in isolation. It needs an active environment to remain viable for long-term experimentation.
So, you didn't want us to know that you were keeping samples of this dangerous virus in your laboratory?
No. I did not want you to know that I was keeping samples of this dangerous virus in Officer Eiffel's bloodstream.
What?
Relax. I've been keeping the virus dormant when I'm not running an active experimentation cycle. You'll be fine. As long as you have an experienced molecular biologist on hand to render the virus inert. But yes, Commander. That's what I've been doing. I've been running mutation trials on a dangerous experimental virus and using our communications officer as an incubator. All right. Now that that's done... Is that apple still on the menu?
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko, and the role of the Hephaestus Central Processor was played by Michaela Sui. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Did you enjoy tonight's episode? Want to help us bring Wolf 359 to more people? Want to do your part for the containment of dangerous, experimental viruses? If the answer of any of the above is yes, please consider taking a moment to leave a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for more information on our show.